Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. The Shir is sponsored by Lui Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding the Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the story of Chamoyra Shel Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, who did not want to eat fruits which were not mentukon, were not fixed, even though they were only d'mai, and d'mai is allowed to be eaten for animals. The Gemara here in the Yerushalmi tells us that the chamor, the donkey, was machmero al garmo, was machmero on itself. Now this story also is brought down the Bavli in Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin, and there the Gemara ends a little differently. That the Gemara says that the reason why the donkey was, so to speak, right not to eat these fruits, because it was bought for a human being, and only afterwards it was switched to an animal, and therefore there was a reason for it to be usher in the animal. And the Marsha over there in Chidush HaLachas points out, because you can't say that a donkey was machmir on itself. There's no chumra on an animal. It's impossible to say chumra on an animal. So therefore, the Gemara over there, the Gemara in the Bavli, is telling us that really there was a problem over here to eat the fruits. And the question is, how do we understand this Yerushalmi over here that says that the donkey was machmir? How can a donkey be machmir? There's no das, there's no dea, there's no seicha for a donkey, for an animal. A donkey is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. How is it possible to say that there was a chumrah on the donkey? So there's two main ways to answer this question. One way is the way Reb Tzadok HaKohen says in a few places, but mainly in the Pri Tzadik, and he answers as follows. The pshat that the donkey of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair was machmir is obviously not that the donkey was machmir, but it's a reflection of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair himself. And the depth of what Reb Tzadok is referring to is something we spoke about early in our shiurim, that the idea is that possessions that a person has are an extension of himself. A person has his own body, and everything that he owns is also part of him. That's the reason the Gemara tells us that tzaddikim chavivim alem moinom yoysem egufon. In a sense, the tzaddik has a chavivus, he likes his possessions more than his body. And the depth of it is because the possession is what he acquired in the world, and that's how he can extend Kiddush Hashem more than his body. And this is part of the din of Bechol Me'oidecho. You have to love Hashem with all your possessions, because that's another way to serve Hashem. So says Reb Tzadok, the Chamoyra Shepichas Ben Yair was an extension of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair himself. The same Reb Pinchas Ben Yair himself was careful not to eat Mai, his donkey as well did not eat Mai. And this, it connects also to the concept in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a Kedusha Bechor, also on a donkey. Why a donkey? Because a donkey is an extension of Am Yisrael. So the Kedusha that we have extends to our animals, to our possessions, and therefore that's the depth over here that the donkey did not want to eat. My, that's the Chumra of the donkey. Another answer brought down in the Sefer Mekubalim. The Ramak says it in his Pirush at Sefer Yetziro. Rav Roma Zulai brings it in his Sefer. And it's that so many explain what the Arizal says in his farm. And the idea is as follows. Obviously, an irregular animal has no das and cannot choose and pick to do anything and no chumras. But there is a concept called a gilgul. Sometimes neshamas have to go into bodies of animals because they have something they have to fix. And therefore, sometimes you have animals that are going to be very careful to do mitzvahs, because it's not really animals. They contain in them neshamas of big people. And that reason is brought down a remez, something which is hard for us to understand, but I'll mention it over here, that in Chamoyra Shel Pinchas Ben Yair, there was a nitzoitz, something that came from the neshama of Avraham Avinu, that came to fix the fact that he allowed Yishmael to be Yishmael. And that's the idea of the donkey, because Yishmael is mashal to a donkey. So we have over here some kind of a neshama in the body of Chamor Shel Pinchas Ben Yair. Then obviously there is chumras that it does. It does keep mitzvahs. It does do all kinds of chumras because it's not a regular animal. It's an animal of a gilgul neshama. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.